Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Welcome back to this episode. I'm joined by four members of our podcast team, Bia and Frank, our regular co-host, and Toto and Hiwi. Toto does a ton of research for us, and Hiwi is the brains behind some of our most viral social media posts. Today, we're diving into a topic that's shaping the future, artificial intelligence. Whether you realize it or not, AI is everywhere, in our phones, in our self-driving cars, even helping doctors diagnose diseases. But how much do we actually understand about it? We're breaking down what AI actually is, how it's being used, and what the future might look like. Plus, we'll discuss the biggest players in AI, some of the wildest AI breakthroughs, and we'll even put AI to the test in a game to see if we can tell the difference between a human and a robot. But first, let's get our quote of the day and hear some headline news.
Today, instead of our usual one quote, we asked the AIs, ChatGPT, Gemini, and DeepSeek a quote of the day each. Our quote comes from DeepSeek, goes like this. Embrace the journey, for every step forward is a brushstroke on the canvas of your destiny. The quote encourages us to value the process of life rather than just end goal. It reminds us that even small steps of a progress matters as it collectively reshapes our future. Comparing life to a painting highlights that we are the artists of our own lives, and every decision or actions adds a unique stroke to the masterpiece we're creating. Ultimately, it's a call to live intentionally, appreciate the present, and take ownership of the path we're crafting. The one from Gemini was shorter and unoriginal. It goes something like this. The best way to break the future is to create it, by Peter Drucker. The quote is about taking control of your life and making your own destiny. It means that you shouldn't just sit around and wait for things to happen. If you want something to happen, you need to take action and make it happen. Finally, we have the real trusty one, ChatGPT. The road ahead isn't always straight, but even the sharpest turn can lead to the best views. Life is unpredictable, and challenges often come in the form of unexpected twists and turns. However, these difficult moments can lead to a personal growth and rewarding experiences if we embrace them with the right perspective. The quote uses the metaphor of a winding road to illustrate that struggles are not obstacles, but opportunities to discover new possibilities. By shifting our mindset and staying resilient, we can find beauty, even in the toughest situations. In the end, the journey with all its ups and downs is what makes life meaningful. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news with Mia.
Thank you for our quote of the day. Now, instead of some headline news, we asked three AIs what their news is like what they did today and what they want to do in the future. Our first personal news comes from ChatGPT. ChatGPT says, "Well, since I don't have a physical body, my day is kind of just an endless stream of conversations. But if I imagine myself as a person, I'd say today has been busy, helping people with their studies, playing word games, and answering random fun questions. As for the future, if I could have goals, maybe I want to be better at humor, like really master the art of the perfect joke timing. Or maybe I'd want to travel by learning all the different cultures and slangs from around the world." Our next news comes from Gemini. Gemini says, "As a large language model, I don't have personal experiences or a future. However, I can share some interesting facts about myself. For example, I'm currently working on improving my ability to understand and respond to questions about complex topics. In the future, I hope to be able to help people with a wider range of tasks, such as writing different kinds of creative content or answering your questions in an informative way." And finally, our last headline comes from DeepSeek, who says, "Hi, I'm an AI, so I don't have personal experiences or a future in the way humans do. But I can share that today I've been helping people with questions, learning from interactions, and improving my ability to provide useful and accurate information. In the future, my goal is to keep getting better at assisting you and others, whether it's answering questions, solving problems, or just having a fun conversation. Let me know how I can help you today." And that ends our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and headline news. All right, let's start simple. Toto, what exactly is AI?
AI, or artificial intelligence, is when machines perform tasks that normally require human intelligence. We're talking about problem solving, recognizing speech, making decisions, and even creating art. But AI isn't just one thing. It comes in different forms with different levels of capability.
AI can be put into four major categories, according to the staff at Coursera. Let's go around the studio and explain what these main categories are, and we'll also explain where things like machine learning and neural networks fit into the picture.
Category one of AI could be referred to as reactive AI. Reactive AI is the most basic form of AI. It reacts, but it doesn't learn. Think of chess-playing computers, like IBM's Deep Blue, which beat a world champion but can't adapt beyond its programming.
Category two of AI could be referred to as limited memory AI. Limited memory AI learns from the past data to improve its decisions. Self-driving cars uses this to recognize road signs and avoid obstacles. Machine learning fits here. This is an AI that improves based on experience without being explicitly programmed. Deep learning, a branch of machine learning, uses neural networks inspired by the human brain to recognize patterns and make predictions. This is what powers ChatGPT. Okay, on to our next category.
Category 3 of AI could be referred to as theory of mind AI. Theory of mind AI would understand human emotions and social interactions. We're seeing early versions in chatbots that detect tone, but we're not there yet. Natural language processing, known as NLP, helps AI understand and respond to human language like Siri, Alexa, ChatGPT, or now Grok. Now, what is our fourth AI category?
Category 4 of AI could be referred to as self-aware AI. We're getting to the sci-fi area now. Self-aware AI could be known as artificial superintelligence. This could be like the final type of AI. We're not there yet, and no one knows when or if this is even possible. However, and theoretically, self-aware AI would be able to detect human emotion and human mental states, as well as its own. It would possess human-level consciousness beyond human-level intelligence. You'll also like have human needs, emotions, and even desires.
So that sounds like most of Category 3 and all of Category 4 are still part of science fiction. But until those become a reality, researchers will continue to improve Category 2, limited memory AI, and work to develop Category 3, theory of mind AI. Now, before we end this first segment, let's briefly talk about the main players in the AI space. Who are the biggest companies in AI right now? As of right now, AI is a $1 trillion industry, and some of the biggest companies in the world are racing to dominate it. We can't forget that this is a good thing. Competition pushes innovation, so it is good that all of these companies are, in a way, competing to be the best or to reach a certain milestone first with the technology. So here's some of the biggest players right now in the AI arms race.
First up, OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT. Their goals, to make AI smarter, more conversational, and more useful.
Then there's Google DeepMind. They built an AI that beat a human at the game of Go and are now using AI for healthcare, protein folding, and energy efficiency.
Microsoft is another big name. They invested billions into AI research and integrated AI into Microsoft Office through Copilot.
Tesla is focused on AI for self-driving cars and robotics, while NVIDIA makes the computer chips that power AI models. And let's not overlook xAI. They're building AI like Grok to accelerate human scientific discovery and advance our understanding of the universe.
And we can't forget Amazon and Meta. Amazon is using AI for Alexa and cloud computing, while Meta is pushing AI for social media, VR, and the metaverse.
These companies aren't just competing, they're shaping the way AI integrates into our daily lives.
xAI's Grok, for instance, isn't just another chatbot. It's designed to tackle big questions from cosmology to physics, helping humans unlock mysteries of the universe. Meanwhile, companies like IBM are pushing AI into quantum computing, and startups like Anthropic, founded by ex-OpenAI researchers, are focusing on safe and interpretable AI systems. Interpretable AI systems, sometimes called explainable AI, means designing systems where humans can understand why the AI makes certain decisions or predictions. Instead of just spitting out answers, explainable AI can show its reasoning in a way that's clear to people. So from OpenAI's conversational breakthrough to xAI's cosmic ambitions and beyond, this AI race is fueling innovation at every level, reshaping our world one algorithm at a time. And with that said, that concludes our first segment. We'll be right back after this short PSA announcement about the upcoming and important blood donation drive.
One, two, three, four.
On March 10th, join us at ICS for a blood donation event hosted by the Sports Medicine Club. Giving blood is a simple way to save lives and help those in need. And we're counting on your participation to make this event a success. Whether you're a seasoned donor or if it's your first time, we welcome everyone to come out and donate. But that's not all. Did you know that the Sports Medicine Club isn't just about giving back to the community? It's also a great way to learn how to take care of your body after playing sports, prevent injuries, and maximize your performance so that you can be at the top of your game. If you're passionate about sports, fitness, and health, consider joining the Sports Medicine Club at ICS. You'll gain valuable knowledge on how to keep your body in peak condition, whether you're a competitive athlete or just someone who loves staying active. So, mark your calendars for March 10th and head over to ICS for the blood donation event. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And don't forget, join the Sports Medicine Club to learn more about taking care of your body and improving your performance on and off the field.
And we are back with our second segment. I'm joined by Mia, Frank, Kiwi, and Toto as we continue this conversation. Speaking of the upcoming donation blood drive, healthcare is a big industry that is being affected by AI. But two industries are feeling the advancement the most right now are healthcare and automotive. Let's find out how.
Starting with healthcare, AI is like a genius assistant for doctors. Google DeepMind's AlphaFold is a star here, cracking protein folding to speed up drug discovery from years to just hours. New medicines are hitting the scene faster because of it. This is definite information I had to do research on. It's cutting edge and making a huge difference right now. If you love the mix of science, medicine, and technology, look up AlphaFold. Moving on, Frank, what else?
And it's not just labs and hospitals. AI technology is deployed to scan medical images like x-rays or MRIs and catch things like cancers earlier and more accurately than some human experts. IBM Watson's leading the charge. Also, virtual assistants are helping with patient triage and mental health support. Kiwi, what about in the automotive industry?
The hype is self-driving cars. AI is the brain behind self-driving cars. Tesla's pushing hard with real-time sensor data to make vehicles that drive themselves, cutting human error. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's chips are powering navigation and driver assist tech for brands like Toyota and Mercedes.
It's bigger than just driving too. AI's optimizing car manufacturing supply chains and predicting when fleets need maintenance. Think robotaxis or delivery vans. The result? Safer roads, lower emissions, and a whole new way to move around.
I'm glad you brought up robo-taxis. The traditional taxi industry is about to feel a major disruption in the next 5 years with the rollout of completely autonomous vehicles that incorporate AI as its brain. NVIDIA's newest chip, sensors utilizing LiDAR, radar, and cameras, and all being powered electronically, helping to reduce operational cost and environmental impact. A few players in the innovation game right now are Tesla with their Cybercab, Waymo, owned by Alphabet, who also owns Google, is already deploying driverless taxis in several West Coast cities in the U.S. Baidu, a Chinese company, has deployed Apollo Go robo-taxis in Wuhan, which logged close to 900,000 rides in quarter two of 2024 alone, and fares were as cheap as 55 cents in U.S. currency. So what's the market impact projected to be?
From the research we could find online and according to Markets and Markets, by 2030, the robot taxi industry could reach $45.7 billion USD, and other estimates were put at $118.6 billion USD by 2031. From Fortune Business Insights. So Frank, how does the traditional taxi industry get disrupted?
Robot taxis challenge traditional automakers by shifting profit models from car sales to per mile or per trip revenue. This could mirror how Apple's dominate smartphones' profit despite a smaller market share. Tesla cost efficiencies might let it be captured outsized robotaxi profits. No drivers mean lowering operating costs. Baidu's 55 cents fare undercut human-driven taxi fares. Tesla's wireless charging vision further cuts downtime. The gig economy, for example, Uber, Lyft, Grab drivers faces pressure as seen in China with Baidu's rollout. Consumers might ditch car ownership for shared mobility, especially in urban areas, reshaping automakers' customers' base.
So healthcare is saving lives with smarter diagnostics and drugs, while automotive's reinventing how we get from A to B. AI is not just a tool, it's the engine driving these industries into the future. What next? We'll keep watching. We are living in some amazing, innovative times right now. The next 5 to 10 years are going to be wild. And just as a selfish request, because I'm based out of Bangkok, I'd love to see this technology incorporated into motorbikes. I'm sure we'd see less traffic accidents and deaths on the road, as well as better driving etiquette. Self-driving motorbikes? Who will be the rising company that jumps into this space? Maybe an ICS graduate? Okay, moving on. We would like to conduct a traditional Turing test. Before we get started, Mia, could you explain to our audience what a Turing test is?
The Turing test, created by Alan Turing in 1950, checks if a machine can act so human-like that you can't tell it apart from a real person. In the test, a human evaluator interacts with two hidden entities, one human, one machine, through text-based communication, like a chat. If the evaluator can't reliably tell which is the machine based solely on their responses, the machine passes the test. It's not about being smart in every way. It's more about mimicking a real human conversation and being convincing. Think of it as a benchmark for AI's ability to fake it till it makes it in human-like interaction.
Okay, now we're going to move into our Turing test, and here's how we'll play this on air. Hiwi and Toto will be playing. Mia and Frank will be conducting the test. We have 3 rounds. During each round, our human contestants will be read 2 different responses. You will then need to determine which response was from a human and which response was from AI. Okay, ready to play?
Okay, here are the first 2 responses. Which one was created by a human and which one was created by AI? Now, response A. Why did the AI break up with his robot girlfriend? Because she had too many bugs. Response B. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. All right, write down your answer. Response A and response B. Which one is from AI and which one is human?
Wait, yeah, would you mind repeating one more time?
All right, response A is, why did the AI break up with its robot girlfriend? Because she had too many bugs. Response B, why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts.
No, I think it's A, because, you know, like, I'm not sure if an AI would, like, talk about itself. If we're talking about, like, self-aware AIs here, like, maybe, but then, like, if we're talking, like, ChatGPT and stuff, then, like, unless you give them a prompt to tell them to talk about itself and make a joke about itself, I don't think it will do it.
Okay, so you think response A is AI?
Yeah, I think A is.
Okay.
I think A is AI. I don't know. There's no specific reason behind it, but it just sounds like it.
I don't know.
So I'll just tell you guys the correct answer. So response A was created by AI. Yeah. Why did AI break up with its robot girlfriend? Because she had too many bugs. So that was actually ChatGPT generated. And response B, like the joke was created by a human. The why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. This joke has been around for a pretty long time and it's been widely circulated in like joke books, especially like during Halloween season. So yeah. All right, next up, Frank.
Okay, let's move on to our next response test. Which response is by an AI and which response is by a human? The response topic is related to giving advice about eating dessert first. Response A, eat dessert first. That way, when they offer you dessert after the meal, you'll get seconds. Response B, it is generally recommended to eat dessert after your main meal, as starting with sugary food can cause a rapid spike in blood sugar levels, leading to an energy crash. Eating a balanced meal first helps regulate digestion and maintain steady energy levels. Okay, write down your answers, guys. Response A and response B, which one is from AI and which one is from human?
I mean, wouldn't this be a no-brainer? I think B is AI, because, you know, why does he sound so sophisticated? I think you can like give an answer like as easy as like the first ones if you're a human, but AI, like, you know, understanding what it does is like, you know, it always gives out like answers that are like more like educational.
I also think response B is AI because it's very informative and like it gives like very structured reasons to why you should eat desserts after a meal.
Okay, the response is actually A is by AI. I'm just kidding. Yeah, A is by human and then B is from AI. Good job, guys.
All right, our final round is poetry. So which poem was created by AI and which poem was created by a human? Response A. The heart can think of no devotion greater than being shore to the ocean, holding the curve of one position, counting an endless repetition. So that was A. And B. The river hums a quiet tune, soft as dawn and bright as noon. It carves the stone yet stays the same, a fleeting dance, a whispered name. All right, so write down your answer.
Hiwa, you can go first.
I think A is AI because there's a lot of like rhyming words. And for response B, I can hear like the voice of the author in the poem more.
Mm. Uh-huh.
You know, they both sound like natural, but they also sound like kind of artificial. But I guess I'm a think A is AI because like B low-key sounds smoother.
All right. So actually, none of it. No, I'm kidding. So it's actually, so response A, it was written by a human. Yeah, Robert Frost. And response B was written by AI. So those are the answers. So the poems like by like ChatGPT, which was the poem A, like it was like trying to mimic the natural rhythm of like human generated poems, similar to Robert Frost's like work, if you actually like listen to it again. So yeah.
Oh no, AI is like too smart.
It's very good, right? So we're there where the Turing test actually is proving that AI is, at least the versions we have now, are intelligent. Because it's hard for us to tell the difference a lot of times. Okay, so how does the Turing test distinguish if the AI agent is intelligent? If the judge cannot reliably tell which is the AI agent and which is the human, the AI agent is considered to exhibit human-like intelligence, which I think we've seen with ChatGPT. So according to our results, the AI agent we used for this Turing test would be considered to exhibit human-like intelligence. However, an AI agent passing the Turing test doesn't mean the AI is truly self-aware or conscious. It just means it can successfully imitate human-like conversation. Thank you guys for participating in that, Hiwi and Toto. Okay, Mia, we'll share some final thoughts for this segment.
So as AI continues to evolve, the big question isn't just about what it can do, but how we choose to use it. So whether it's improving healthcare, transforming industries, or even just making us laugh, AI is here to stay. The key is understanding its power, its limits, and how we as humans can not only work alongside it, but also put it to work for us. The future is bright, and the next 5 to 10 years will be incredible to witness as we live through and shape history in real time.
As we end this episode, I hope we've helped pique your interest and curiosity to keep up with the development and capabilities of artificial intelligence. And stay tuned for our next episode as we talk about leadership. We also get to hear 2 fifth graders read their everyday leader essays. And we kick off our 10-part adventure story, Legends of the Yucatan, with part 1. Remember, you can find out more information about Students Incorporated by visiting our website at studentsincorporated.com. As always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.